I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1930. That was the day the world lost the miner's angel, Mother Jones. She had crossed the country many times over, been involved in practically every strike that built the labor movement, stood with miners and steelworkers and mill children everywhere. Mother Jones had asked to be buried with the Verdin miners killed in the massacre of 1898 at Union Miners Cemetery in Mount Olive, Illinois. Dozens of labor leaders, including AFL President William Green, attended her funeral in Maryland, where she had been living. Then AFL representatives, several Illinois miners, and others boarded the Baltimore and Ohio train to accompany her body to Mount Olive. Historian David Featherling describes the scene as her body arrived. A band played "Nearer My God to Thee" as onlookers bowed their heads and wept. Survivors of the Verdin riot bore the casket to the Odd Fellows Hall, where it lay in state. The town of 3500, with its strong and violent heritage, was thronged by thousands of coal diggers. At least 15,000 turned out for the funeral. Broadcast on WCFL, the Chicago Federation of Labor's radio station, the labor priest, Reverend John McGuire, gave the memorial address and officiated at the funeral in Mount Olive's Roman Catholic Church of the Ascension. He asked what weapon she had to fight the fight against oppression of working men. Only the great and burning conviction that oppression must end. Only an eloquent and flaming tongue that won men to her cause. Only a mother's heart torn by the suffering of the poor. Only a towering courage that made her carry on in the face of insuperable odds. Only a consuming love for the poor.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.